This is Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell, awakening the world to the power of God's Word. And now here is your host, Dr. William Campbell.
Welcome to Beyond Words Radio, where it's our ambition to move beyond simply talking about Christianity to walking more like Christ. We think about the Christ who, as we celebrate Christmas tomorrow, at one point couldn't even walk. God becoming human, becoming a babe in swaddling clothes, what a mystery. And we want to unpack this mystery by thinking about the way it's been packaged through traditions, through the ages, to help us teach our children things most important. And what we're really doing today is unpacking some of those special traditions, looking at a book called Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. And we have on the air with us Ace Collins, its author. Ace has written a number of good books. He's a real expert, I'd say, on storytelling. And Ace, thank you for being with us today.
What a joy it is to be with you during the holiday season.
Ace, you know, you've written a lot of both fiction and nonfiction. You are gifted at storytelling. And I'm looking here at some of the books you've written, the nonfiction. One is called Stories Around the Best Loved Songs of Christmas. How did you come to write one about the great traditions of Christmas?
It's a follow-up to the Stories Behind the Best Loved Songs of Christmas. The Best Loved Songs of Christmas was an idea I had. And over the course of 10 years, it was rejected 27 times before it found a home. And then it became a bestseller. And I think the great lesson there is never give up on an idea that you truly believe in. It's a lesson for people of faith as well as they share the gospel. If you truly believe in it and you get rejected when you tell it, don't let that one or maybe even two or three rejections keep you from continuing to share a message you believe. When the Stories Behind the Best Loved Songs of Christmas became a bestseller, the natural move at that particular point was talking about the other thing that makes Christmas a time machine, if you will, and that's the stories behind the great traditions of Christmas. And they are time machines because the traditions and the songs can take us back to a time when we were young. When I see a blue light on a Christmas tree, it reminds me of my grandmother because she only had blue lights on her Christmas tree. And I'm taken back, like no other time of the year, to her house as a child as she made Christmas special, to the fact that she always welcomed people to the Christmas table who didn't have family, the lessons that she taught me, the smell of food in her kitchen. And only is that available during the Christmas season because the traditions come back and the music comes back each and every year. And that awakens memories that otherwise would be lost.
Wow. Ace, your book opens with an introduction. The whole book is worth even just the introduction. You remind us that Christmas has kind of morphed and changed through the generations. And in fact, as it came to America, it wasn't necessarily celebrated. Can you give us maybe just a high point or two that sticks out to you about the setting in which we now celebrate this holiday and how it wasn't always this way?
Now, if you want an old-fashioned Christmas, you don't want to go back too far. In America, Christmas was Mardi Gras on steroids for generations. It was the 1840s before Christmas became a holiday that focused on children. Matter of fact, it was such a holiday of wide-open debauchery that, except for the Catholic and the Lutheran Church, which had a lot of the traditions of Eastern Europe, if you were a part of the Roman Empire, you had more of the traditions of the drinking, the partying. Oliver Cromwell outlawed Christmas in England when he overthrew the crown because it was such a violent holiday. In the United States, police forces did not have that day off. As a matter of fact, Congress met on Christmas Day for about 60 to 70 years. The business of the nation did not shut down for Christmas. And like I said, except for the Lutheran and the Catholic churches, the other churches closed their doors unless it just happened to fall on Sunday. And then in the United States, a man named Clement Clark Moore, who was a preacher, wrote a poem that embraced the great family tradition of Santa Claus that was only at that time in Eastern Europe, in Germany, in that area. And he called it A Visit from St. Nick. He wrote it for his children to give them a little bit of that feel of a family Christmas. And it was published in newspapers and went all over the United States. And within a generation, it changed Christmas and the way we look at it because it opened up the door to focus on children. And yes, in a way, commercialism, because you had to buy children presents. But that focus on children turned it into a holiday of gentleness and peace and hope and wonder. And it allowed Protestant churches to open their doors and celebrate Christmas in the United States for the very first time, and have special presentations that turned into pageants and choirs singing and cantatas. And suddenly Christmas became, in a very real way, a Christian holiday in the United States. As a matter of fact, it was made a holiday, and Congress finally closed the doors on Christmas Day and celebrated with their families as well.
It's a fascinating study, and with it, though, what your book does so beautifully are all these traditions pulled forward through